This is Romance is a Game of Fools. Written by Black Cat. Read by Mistborn Hero. A Star Wars podfic featuring the relationship Jango Fett, Quinlan Vos, as well as the character Miles. It is tagged for Harley Quinn, humor, canon divergence, arranged marriage, on the run. Meeting a guy in a bar? What would your husband say? Jango growls, shoving Miles hard. Go watch the back, asshole. And I don't have a husband. Miles is definitely smirking behind his helmet. You don't, until Chester catches up with you. Jango grimaces deeply because it is more true than he wants it to be. Chester is pissed that Jango left him high and dry with the marriage contract to their new ally flapping in the breeze. But like hell, Jango was going to marry some high and mighty Kiefer from the planet's PC ruling clan. He'd probably have ended up committing homicide within a month and destroyed the alliance anyway. This just saves him a few hundred headaches, even if being on the run from his own father is slightly demeaning. Go make yourself useful and make sure this bastard isn't about to have us jumped, he tells Miles, who gives him a sarcastic salute and heads around to the back of the cantina. There don't seem to be any guards, and it doesn't feel like a trap, but Jango's seen deals that are too good to be true before, and this one definitely has shades of that. A few hundred thousand credits for an escort seems like way too much to be anything straightforward. Still, it's potentially easy credits, and that's reason enough to take a risk. Jango's running low, and if he wants to keep a step ahead of Chester, he needs resources. With a grimace, he shoves open the door of the cantina and ducks in, casting a glance around the small building. It's dark, mostly empty, but there's a figure in a dark cloak and deep hood sitting at the bar, right where Jango's new client is supposed to be. There's a drink in front of him, but it is untouched, and Jango eyes it for a moment as he approaches. Caution, probably. That might be a good sign, but potentially it's also a very, very bad one. Heard you need some help, Jango says coolly, kicking out the stool one down from the client and slumping into it. He catches a brief glimpse of Miles in the shadows by the back door, keeping a lookout, and lets himself ease a little, turning most of his attention on the customer. He is a big guy, broad-shouldered and clearly well-muscled, and here on Khifu, it's not a surprise he is a Kiefer. What is a surprise is the deep gold of his clan markings, showing he's part of the ruling Vos clan. If one of them is trying to hire a mercenary, Jango's betting it is not for an escort. Yeah, more or less, the guy says, and flashes Jango a grin that shows white teeth. It is more challenge than humor. You the bounty hunter? Mercenary, Jango counters, but the guy just nods like he expected that. A test, maybe, just like the hand the guy holds out, clearly waiting. Jango, I see it, thinks of what he knows about the Kiefer, and very deliberately keeps his hands on his blaster and his belt. From the humor that sparks across the guy's face, Jango passed this test, whatever it is. He drops his hand and says, "You saw the request. Escort to hot space. Good pay. Keep it all under the radar. I don't exist as soon as we leave Khifu." "I can do that," Django drawls, looking him over. "Half up front, half when I deliver you. And you tell me here and now who you are running from." There is a pause, and then the guy grimaces. He eases his hood back just enough to show his face, and says, "I'm Quinlan Vos. My aunt is trying to shove me into an arranged marriage with some bastard warlord, and like hell I'm going to let her. But I don't have contacts in hot space, and that's the only place she can't reach." Vos Clan. Just like Django thought, he eyes Quinlan for a moment, thinking of his own would-be husband from the same clan, the son of two of the top guardians, some pampered prince with too much money, and wonders if he would ever have the courage to take a stand like this. Life in hot space is a lot different from life in the ruling family. Maybe it is sentiment, but Django very deliberately slides his hand off his blaster. "All right," he says. "My ship's in the port. Credits." Quinlan almost manages to hide the relief that flickers over his face, but it is clear in the way he pulls the credit chip from his sleeve and offers it to Django. "Half now, half when we get there," he says, and holds Django's eyes as Django's fingers close on the chip. "You've got a deal," Django says, "and easy money. He'll get Quinlan out of the Republic, get him away from the reach of whatever family member wants to sell him off into a diplomatic marriage, and wash his hands of the whole thing. Easy enough." A bit of sympathy for the guy doesn't make him soft, and Django knows a hell of a lot better than to let himself feel anything important for a client. The end. Reader's notes. And then he's probably going to find out that Quinlan was the guy he was supposed to marry, and also he's now in love with him, and Quinlan is in love back, because the world is fantastic. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this, I certainly did, and please remember to drink some water today.